USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
California is revealing it now has 28 confirmed cases of coronavirus. One patient lives near Sacramento and hasn't traveled overseas or been in contact with anyone sick. That has health officials fearing the virus could be spreading locally, though they say the risk to the public is still low. Meantime, California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says the time to play politics is not now regarding the coronavirus.
I'm not going to politicize this moment, and I'm not going to point fingers, and I'm going to speak honestly and forthrightly that we have had a very strong working relationship with the administration.
Another rough day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped nearly 1,200 points, its biggest single-day point drop ever. The Dow closed at 25,767, the S&P fell 138, and the NASDAQ lost 414. You're listening to USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
How satisfied are you with America's position in the world may depend on your partisan affiliation. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A new Gallup poll finding that overall 53% of American adults are satisfied with the nation's standing in the world, and that's the highest mark in 17 years. However, the partisan split is evident, with 85% of Republicans saying they're content with the country's position, but the same can't be said for Democrats. Just 19% give the country high marks. Gallup says that 66-point gap between the parties is the largest it's ever seen. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Northeast is expected to feel the brunt of a strong winter storm today. The National Weather Service says a system will bring rain and heavy snow to New England as it moves toward the coast. It'll also bring a storm into the Great Lakes starting today and into the weekend, with lake effect snow likely. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As we go a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus, the number of confirmed cases have surpassed over 82,000 worldwide, and more than 2,800 people have died from the virus. When it comes to keeping you and your family safe from the virus, Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News medical contributor, tells Fox News,
I think that, you know, being on the alert about this is really key, and I think that people who are sick should protect others by wearing masks, washing hands frequently, and using hand sanitizers, especially on planes and in public places. But the panic that's associating with this is helping no one, and I don't believe that anyone walking down the streets of the United States today has to worry about catching this virus. Well, it's all about isolating people who are sick.
A former president is asking broadcasters to stop running campaign ads. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Attorneys for President Barack Obama are sending a cease and desist letter demanding that South Carolina broadcast stations stop airing a misleading ad from a pro-Donald Trump super PAC that makes it sound like Obama is criticizing his former Vice President Joe Biden. The ad is part of a $250,000 buy by the Committee to Defend the President. It misuses a snippet of an audio version of Obama's book, Dreams from My Father, to make it sound like he's criticizing Biden's support of the black community. South Carolina's primary is Saturday.
Please remember, you can check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.